537-1350, the game KMAN, if you want to get in touch with us, air out some frustrations, basketball, whatever it is. We're open to it. We are going to try and cheer you up here this segment, starting with a nice phone call that we got. It's gloom and doom in K-State basketball world, but the game is doing its part to make the world a better place, huh?
So this is no doubt about it the best news of the day. Casey Turnbull, who was our winner of the Royals Fan Fest, you know, the getaway to go over to Kansas City for a couple days, check out what the Royals have to offer with meet and greets and such. And he just gave me a call just a few moments ago to thank us for, you know, giving him that opportunity to go on the free and have a good time with his family that he went with. And then he dropped the news that he happened to win, and he doesn't know when this will be, but he won the opportunity to throw out a first pitch at a Royals game.
That's awesome,
which
man.
Is so cool.
That
very
is really
cool.
Neat. Yeah. I'm really happy for him, and I was the one that called him after he won, and he was really appreciative then and said that he wanted to take all of us with him. But, yeah, that's really cool. Mitch, the one thing I would say, though, is that you should have asked him what he had for dinner at Jack Stack. I want to know where that $100 went.
Now, the real question here is, can we get him like a game shirt to wear as he throws the first pitch?
We do need shirts.
I'm sure we could pull that off. I think you may have a connection or two. And we could get the game logo, maybe like the little thing that's on our Facebook page with everyone holding up our heads, and have him wear the game T-shirt.
That's exactly
out there
what we
to
need
throw out the first pitch. Or honestly, who knows what's going on at the time? Maybe there's like a cause, like something going on with the Royals or baseball that we wanted to make a move, and then we have him put that message on a T-shirt. I mean, there's a lot of options here.
True.
There's a lot of options here. And I feel like we've built up some goodwill in this scenario, so we could cash that in. We may have to think about that on down the road. But in all seriousness, man, that's awesome. That's very cool. That's one thing I would love to do. I would love to be able to throw out the first pitch at a Major League Baseball game, whatever it is, minor league baseball game. It doesn't matter. I've always thought that was really cool.
I did throw out the first pitch one time at a Junction City Generals game.
That's awesome. And
I think that you may have been calling the game. Didn't you used to
Certainly
call those
possible.
Games?
I spent 2 years doing it.
I'm pretty sure that you would have been working that job in that time period that I did that.
Oh, boy, those were some summers. Those were some summers. I really did get a lot out of it. I like that. 537-1350, the game KMAN to get in touch with us here. Yesterday, signing day, I went about as well as you could have predicted or hoped for K-State. You know, you land Daniel Green, the four-star Rivals 250 kid, highest recruit they've had since Duke Shelley. Just the third time they've landed a kid of that caliber since Snyder came back. That was great news. Probably the more important news for the short-term future is that you get Elijah Walker, the junior college safety who had been committed, then left, then came back. You even threw in Javarius Owens at the end there, just another prep defensive back to help you out. And just a heck of a signing day. And K-State operates on a different playing field, a different scale for how you need to judge signing day. And it's one of the few times that I actually will come down from the perch of like, look, no matter what you want to tell me about the Jordy Nelsons of the world that are out there, talent matters and recruiting stars, more importantly, matter. Recruiting stars matter. Alabama has had the best recruiting class in the country 8 of the last 10 years. They're in the college football playoff. We're playing for a national championship every single year. If you go look through the top 10 recruiting classes every year, there are always going to be teams that are traditionally in the top 10, 15, 20. Like, there are a number of correlations you can make. Now, yes, there are outliers, there are exceptions to the rule. But in general, you're never going to hear me budge off of the stars matter. There's a star that you throw on the end of that sentence, and it's an asterisk. And the asterisk, if you go down and read your key, says, unless it's Kansas State with Bill Snyder as the head coach. We've just seen it too many times, especially the second time around since he came back, because the recruiting classes are thought less highly of since he's come back, and he's used a different formula here to mold them into good players, utilizing the walk-on program. We know how it works. We know how it works. The classes are going to wind up being fine for what K-State is. And when you take that kind of a cake, I mean, that's really what it is. That's like the cake. That's the meat on the bones. It's just icing on it when you have a Daniel Green type of kid that you can sprinkle in there that you pull at the last minute on signing day. A couple years ago, it was Elijah Sullivan, who may play some linebacker next year. But he fell through the cracks at Auburn on signing day, comes to K-State. If you can start sprinkling some of those guys in, that's when you start to even elevate the ceiling from the baseline, which has been, you know, 8 to 9 wins, really, for this football program on average since Bill Snyder came back. So I just don't see any way you could view yesterday as anything but just awesome and totally acceptable and fine, good, great, whatever adjective you want for the recruiting class. They knocked it out of the park, man. They did really well.
But K-State finished, I believe, ranked 55th in the country with their recruiting class, and I would imagine that there is not a radio show at any of the other teams that are in the 50s rankings that are putting a positive spin on their recruiting class. A lot of times, if you fall into that category and you're a Power 5 program, you're going to be upset about it. But I do absolutely agree with you that at K-State, it is a little bit different. And what really excites me about this class is what K-State has started to do over the last 2 years, embracing the idea of freshmen actually getting on the field right away. And so that way, when we sit here analyzing this class, we're not talking about how, you know, one guy or another guy, hey, they could be a pretty good player 2 or 3 years down the road when we finally see them. No, we're talking about guys that we're going to watch play in the spring game and start talking about if they may have a chance to start for this team, including Daniel Green and Elijah Walker.
Watch start. Get on the field, baby.
Hold on. I'm saying we'll watch him in the spring game.
Get on the field. Yeah. I would watch the word start.
Okay. All right. Get on the field. Fine. But in any case, it's more fun when you feel like you're signing guys that have a chance to contribute right away, and I think the K-State got at least 3 or 4 of those in this class.
But you know what else is fun, too? Regardless of whether or not freshmen are going to play too much, another fun thing is to realize that the pieces are in place for you to be a very good team next year, and there's enough excitement just based on the roster that's coming back.
Right.
By the way, because of the way that they've recruited over the last 3-4 years in classes that were not rated very highly, they have stocked the cupboard pretty darn well for what's coming back next year. So again, anything that you get out of this class next season, it's just gravy. It's icing. Whatever analogy you want to use there. That's the really good position to be in. And that's why I was shocked when I actually did get one tweet yesterday. Of all the tweets I was getting yesterday about recruiting and then the basketball game, losing the basketball game, I had one person tweet and say, the cherry on my day. This was after the basketball loss. Quote, the cherry on my day. Bad football recruiting class and a basketball loss.
Tweet of
man,
the moment.
You can't please everybody. I guess that just really goes to show you can't please everybody. What? The football team won 9 games. They finished as hot as anybody last year. They're going to be one of the top 3 or 4 teams in the conference next season, and they had a higher rated class than many of us expected with a very good signing day. Like, what do you want? I mean, unless your expectation level is to be back to the 6 in 7 years you win 11-plus games from the late 90s and early 2000s, unless that's your expectation level, I don't understand how you have any problem with what the recruiting class was.
It's something else that Bill Snyder said yesterday that has to get you excited if you're a fan. He said that, look, with as young as the team is, even coming into this year, he only expects to have like 14 free scholarships for next year, next recruiting cycle. So this is a very large core of players that K-State has put together that's going to be together for the next couple seasons.
Shameless plug, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab. If you missed anything on the recruiting show yesterday, it was awesome. Had Taylor Pratt, Sean Snyder in studio here. Really cool stuff with them. Plenty of the recruits' coaches and the recruits themselves. Again, find it on the on-demand tab on our website. You can't be serious. We'll finish off the show at 5:50. But when we come back, John in Vegas is back with my biggest locks ever. This is the game.
Get in the game.